bring Christian greetings to each of you this evening in the name of Jesus. It's good to be here and worship with you. I do not feel like you picked the right person for these topics, but I am trusting that God knows what we need and will supply us with all with inspiration as we look at this subject on Christian relationships. I don't know what you're expecting this evening, tomorrow. I don't know if you're expecting that the minister is going to give you a fix or tell you exactly how to do it. Not sure what you're expecting. Not sure if you're expecting to be challenged and refreshed. Perhaps you're hoping the other person is listening. I want to underscore what Brother Jeff said, and that is that, I'm not sure how he said it, but to the effect that we need to open ourselves to the Scripture and think of ourselves as we look at these relationship issues and these relationship topics. I don't know if there was any subjects that I struggled with when I studied that I struggled with opposition like these. And especially tomorrow's message, tomorrow morning, I just ask you to pray. And a lot of you have been praying, and some of you have sent me text messages, and I appreciate that. Thank you. But tomorrow morning's message, I feel, is very heavy. And I just want you to all pray for yourself and relation to that, that God's will be done. Developing wholesome relationships. Turn with me to Psalm 51. I would like to start by reading this psalm. As I studied these topics, I struggled somewhat to know what to say on each one, that I'm not simply saying three different messages three different ways. Some of the things that I say will probably be repeated some of the times. And this evening I was led to to look at this message, developing wholesome relationships. I was led to look at this message in looking at our personal heart condition, our personal selves. You know, our relationships with other people, by and large, are developed or not developed by pretty much how we are as a person and how we approach other people and how we view other people and how we deal with other people. So I've chosen to look at this message focusing on our hearts, on ourselves. I want to read Psalm 51 at the outstart. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin, for I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones, which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then, why teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee? Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. I'm going to just leave this passage now just for a few moments. Is God concerned about relationships? Is God concerned about relationships? God is concerned about relationships. Does God care about the child who is crying in the bedroom because his father is angry and totally misunderstanding him? Does God care about the wife who again is crushed by a husband who is unconcerned about her needs and becomes angry when she tries to share with him? Does God care when a church splits? Does God care about the employer who tries his best to give a fair wage and benefits to his employees, yet finds himself in the middle of accusation and criticism? Does God care about the individual who claims he loves the Lord, yet in his heart he is far from him? There's no relationship with God. Yes, God cares. God cares about relationships. The giving of the Ten Commandments gives us a little window into God's heart about relationships. If you study them and look at them, it gives us a little bit of a window in God's heart. And in the beginning, when God created man, everything was perfect. We know that. Everything was perfect. It was without blemish. And then sin came. And then there was the fall of man. And from that time forward, man became at odds with himself, really. Do you ever find yourself talking to yourself throughout the day? You're going throughout the day and you're, well, now, why did I do that? Why am I thinking this? The Spirit of God within you is pulling you from the spirit of your old man or yourself, pulling you out, or that there's conflict there. Do you know what I mean? There's some conflict there. What I want to say this evening is this, and that is that it is important that we deal with the old man in developing personal relationships. There are many people today who have never dealt with the old man, and it continues to hinder the process of ever developing deep relationships because the old man just keeps coming up. Psalm 51 shows us the way of dealing with the old man today. It tells us how to deal with the old man when it comes up. And you see, we are to surrender our hearts to God. And when we surrender our hearts to God, we become under a different commander and leader and a different spirit within us. It doesn't mean that we may not fall at times. It doesn't mean that. But it means that when we fall, there is a cross to go to, and there is forgiveness and freedom. And I think it's essential that when we have found that freedom, that we extend that to others in how we view them and how we relate to them in their trespasses against us. Many marriages today lie in ruins because the foundation was sinking in the sand before the marriage ceremony was ever taken place. There have been brides that had dreamed they would be able to change their husband after marriage, only to find that after marriage, he's still the same. I'm saying heart conditions need to be dealt with, and they need to be dealt with personally. We help each other in those things, yes. Hard conditions. What I'm simply saying is, tonight, you are here and you're interested in developing wholesome relationships, good relationships, upright relationships, relationships that we know what they are. They're good. They make you feel good, and they maybe they don't make you feel good sometimes, but you know that your friend meant it for good. And you're here tonight interested in hearing about that. I want to tell you, it's more about you than about the other person. It's more about you than the other person. And I'd like to give some foundational elements in developing wholesome relationships. And Psalm 51 is going to come out some in this. The Lord took me off on a trail there on his own, sidestepped my notes, but foundational elements in developing wholesome relationships. Number one, wholesome relationships are developed out of wholesome hearts, and we talked about that already some. They're developed out of wholesome hearts. Luke 6:42 to 45. For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks. One of the foundational elements of our relating together is communication. Developing communication, one of the foundational elements is communication. We communicate with other people in various ways, and we'll look at that more in tomorrow evening's topic or message. More communication. So, if wholesome relationships are developed out of a wholesome heart, how do we have this wholesome heart? How do we get a wholesome heart? We talked about that some already. I'd just like to say this. A wholesome heart is developed by personally owning my sin and acknowledging my need of cleansing. Personally acknowledging my failure. We are masters at putting blame on other people and shame and whatever you will, to sidestep our own responsibility. Psalm 51:3 says, "For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me." And acknowledges that the sin is against God, whatever it may be. And we acknowledge and we personally own our sin. Many relationships today lie in ruins because people are unwilling to acknowledge their sin and bear responsibility. Many relationships struggle today as a result of individuals unwilling to deal with the inner struggle that is taking place in their own heart, and it spills over to others. We're talking about developing, okay? Developing relationships. If the inner struggle in your heart is not taken care of, it will spill over to other people. And developing relationships will be a problem. There's other things that enter into that, of course. But hurting people hurt people. And the persons closest to these individuals are the ones who get drawn into conflict because they often see beyond the veneer of what is to pretended to be true. I don't know how you're finding this. I don't know if what I'm saying is making sense to you or not. Perhaps if it's not, maybe you're that person. Or maybe I'm just mumbling. The inner struggle in our hearts touches other people. It is what was happening in Genesis 4, verses 4 to 9, when Cain became aware that, you know what? Abel's got some attention from God that I don't have. I'll tell you what, I'm going to kill him. And that's right what he did. There was an inner struggle that wasn't dealt with, and he rose up and murdered his brother. Number two, a wholesome heart is developed by forgiving those that have done us wrong and releasing them to God. We're talking about developing a wholesome heart. Relationships are developed out of that. A wholesome heart is developed by forgiving those that have done us wrong and releasing them to God. There is wonderful freedom in forgiveness and mercy. I will remind you of what Stephen said in Acts 7, verse 59 and 60. "And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, 'Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.' And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, 'Lord, lay not this sin to their charge.' And when he had said this, he fell asleep." There is wonderful freedom in forgiveness and mercy. But those offenses that come to us, those things that were done to us, unless we forgive, unless we forgive, that there is a holding power, that there is a holding power in our heart that develops. And we think we've forgiven, but the holding power remains. And as time goes on, that deepens, bitterness starts to grow, and we begin to hurt other people. You see, it's at the cross of Jesus where justice and mercy have met. And it's at where we bring to the cross of Jesus those things that have been done against us, however wrong they may have been more than just a perceived offense, but an actual offense. But as we bring that to the cross of Jesus and release the individual and find freedom ourselves, I say there's a holding, unless we do that, there's a holding power remains that affects us in how we develop personal relationships. There is glorious freedom in release. Glorious freedom. I want to read this. I just love this. I don't know what you're thinking. I do not know many of you. I have a few relatives here, but I do not know many of you. I don't know a lot about your interpersonal struggles. I'm going to speak freely this weekend. I am not trying to stamp on anybody's toes. I know Dave's heart. I know Dave's heart. I want you to turn to me with me to Isaiah 61. Talking about freedom of release. Isaiah 61, verse 1 to 3. I love this. I just love this. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Oh, that all of us would truly find that release and that joy. That joy for mourning, comfort for mourning. Oh, that we would find that. Moving on. We're to love God with all of our being. We're to love him from the inside out. Number two, wholesome relationships develop when we respect the boundaries of others. Developing wholesome relationships when we respect the boundaries of others. I would like to give you, for instance, tonight when you traveled here, you were respecting boundaries as you traveled here. I had a little bit of an issue. I was just a little bit impatient at, I don't know if it was 35, one of these roads out here, there's a real long turn. It takes a while to go around it. There were two buggies there that we were following. And yes, I know you do not pass on a turn. Okay, I know that. And I know that. And I didn't pass right away. I was going around the turn, and this turn was pretty long. It takes a while to get around that turn. So after a while, they're getting over to the side pretty far, and there's enough of room here. Yes, it was quick go. Well, you know what? I quick went, and just like that, car's coming the other way. Okay, there was a boundary. The yellow line was a boundary. I quickly squeezed a little bit. We shared boundaries, I guess. I'm not sure. But we made it. But what I'm saying is the road has boundaries, and we respect them. But we get around safely. Developing personal relationships means that we respect the boundaries of others. Boundaries are lines of respect. That's what boundaries are. They're lines of respect. We're going to talk some more tomorrow about barriers, Barriers are lines of resistance, okay? But boundaries are lines of respect. I want to give you three boundaries that are important in developing personal relationships, and they are, number one, respect for personal privacy. Boundaries are lines of respect. Respect for personal privacy. Proverbs 25:17, withdraw thy foot from thy neighbor's house, lest he be weary of thee, and so hate thee. Proverbs 27:14, he that blesseth his friend with a loud voice, rising early in the morning, it shall be counted a curse to him. Okay, respecting people's personal privacy. Number two, respect in confidential matters. You see, these are things that are foundational issues of developing personal relationships. Because here's where they fall apart. Number two, respect in confidential matters. Proverbs 11:13. A talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. Proverbs 16:28. A froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends. She used to talk to me. He used to talk to me. We were close friends. I could tell something's wrong. Maybe you whispered. Just maybe you did. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Proverbs 17:9, he that covereth the transgression seeketh love, but he that repeateth a matter separateth very friends. Do you get what the Bible said? Really? It's not saying we're to cover sin. No, it's not saying that. But you know, we cross these boundaries sometimes. We do. And we cross these boundaries and we think the other person shouldn't care. Or why get upset about that? And then we don't own our sin. We don't own it. And a whole host of problems starts up just like that. Moving on. Number three. I do not want to keep you late tonight. Number three and foundational elements for developing personal relationships. To develop wholesome relationships, I must be willing to grow in godly maturity. Willing to grow in godly maturity. There may be things in my life that are abrasive to other people. I may be just talking all the time, laughing all the time, or whatever it is, telling jokes all the time. I must be willing to grow in maturity, in godly maturity. I may not realize that I have these abrasive things, but I need to open my life to others, and I need to be willing to accept the input that others give to my life and character. I need to be open to it. I need to hear what they say. And you see, a lot of these things that we struggle with are just really, we're just really lacking maturity. We're born with a nature that sees the imperfections in others quite easily. But when it comes to dealing with our own, well, we begin to close up, and you offended me. You told me something that was true that I already knew, and you offended me. Maybe we just need to grow up a little bit. Iron sharpens iron. Self-control is a mark of maturity. The individual that has his mind set on things above is an individual that takes issue when he is tempted to follow the wrong impulses of carnal will. He takes issue with that. Godly maturity, he takes issues, but he thinks before he talks. Excuse me. We take the attention off ourselves. We have focus on God. Growing in maturity, godly maturity, growing in maturity helps us to know how to relate to others of the opposite gender. wholesome relationships. Grow up a little bit, you know? Godly maturity enables me to grow in holiness. You see, I spent quite a bit of time at the beginning talking about our heart. I really, really think that that's important. Hopefully you got that by now. But we have growing in holiness with God. Growing in Him is so important in developing relationships. Number four, developing wholesome relationships requires that I be a giver and not only a taker. Growing in wholesome relationships, developing wholesome relationships requires that I be a giver and not only a taker. What do you mean by that? What I mean by that is, it's very hard to develop a long-lasting, deep relationship with an individual who is not willing to contribute anything back into the relationship, but is always just taking. Maybe we should examine ourselves. Maybe we should examine ourselves and ask our close friends, am I a taker? Like, really, do I complain a lot? How am I? Interpersonal relationships are a little like a bank account. The more you put into it, the more interest you will receive. The more money you put in, the more will be available for use. Unless this falls, everything crashes, but to keep drawing money out of the account without putting back in will result in a deficient sooner or later. It's the way God made us. It's the way we operate. We need to put into the relationship. And we'll talk more about that tomorrow, how we put in. Putting into the relationship is so important. We'll talk about that tomorrow evening. Number five, I thought we should talk about this just a little bit, and we're going to close very soon. I enjoy technology. I do. I am not the smartest man on the block when it comes to all the technology that's around. Number five is this. While technology is a tool, it can also be a hindrance to developing wholesome relationships. Okay, technology is a tool. You can say that point however you want to say it. But basically what I'm saying is that if we are not careful and if we're not on our guard, and our technology, our phone or whatever it is not controlled by us, a heart that's controlled by the Spirit of God, if it's not controlled by that, it will control you. And it will control me. Husband and wife relationships. It's so easy for the text message to be more important than your wife. So easy. It's so easy for the news to be really important, and it's so easy for keep up with the Voxer friends. Oh, it's so easy to communicate sitting at the table with all those people out there and forgetting that right here are people that are close to me that I can actually talk to and like interact with. I'm saying a heart that is controlled by God needs to be paramount in relating to these things. We can put up all kinds of barriers. We can put up all kinds of things. to help to safeguard us, and that's good and right. But we need to deal with the heart. We need to deal with our heart. We really do. I would like to conclude. I'd like to conclude by turning to Romans 15, verses 5 to 7. You can turn there with me if you care to. There is so much that could be said in these messages. I didn't know what to say. You know what I did? I beckoned to your people to pray, and I prayed too. I prayed too. There's so much that could be said. Romans 15, verses 5 to 8. I'd like to conclude with this. Find myself where I am here. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. When you have found forgiveness in your heart of sin, and get a grip of what God has done for you, it will help you to develop wholesome relationships with other people. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm saying it's needful part. God bless you. Come back tomorrow praying.